This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBean. The final presidential debate revealed many of the differences between the incumbent president and the Democrat hoping to unseat him. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
They sparred over the government's response to the coronavirus, over who will tackle racism, and over who transacted with foreign governments. But both candidates were asked to respond to reports of people of color getting sick because they live near oil or chemical plants. President Trump.
The families that we're talking about are employed heavily, and they are making a lot of money, more money than they've ever made.
Joe Biden says he grew up with that in Delaware.
That's why so many people in my state were dying and getting cancer. The fact is, those frontline communities, it doesn't matter what you're paying them, it matters how you keep them safe.
Biden also focused on clean energy, while President Trump accused him of wanting to wipe out the oil industry. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. officials say Russian hackers have targeted towns of state and local networks. And recent days, AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details.
With less than 2 weeks to go to Election Day, U.S. officials say Russian hackers have been targeting dozens of state and local networks in the United States, and data was stolen from at least two servers. The advisory comes from the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Agency. The advisory did not specify any victims who were targeted, but added there is no information that any election or government operations have been affected. A Russian state-sponsored group, alternately known as Dragonfly or Energetic Bear, is believed to be responsible for the attacks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States is condemning what it calls excessive use of force by the Nigerian military for firing on unarmed demonstrators. Amnesty International says at least 38 people, including 12 in the capital Lagos, were killed by the Nigerian army and police in a brutal crackdown. This is VOA News. France on Thursday extended the anti-COVID curfew in place in nine cities through large parts of the country. It means 46 million people are now being forced to stay indoors at night. The new measures take effect from midnight Saturday, with Prime Minister saying the coming months will be hard. U.S. regulators have approved the first drug to treat COVID-19. Remdesivir is an antiviral medicine given through an IV for patients needing hospitalization. Its maker, Gilead Sciences, says that Thursday that the drug is approved for people at least 12 years old who need hospitalization for the coronavirus infection. Meanwhile, AP's Mike Hempen reports, although job losses in the U.S. appear to be easing, a full economic recovery from the pandemic remains far off.
Job growth has slowed for three straight months, and the economy is still almost 11 million jobs short of its pre-pandemic level. The unemployment rate remains high at just under 8%, and major companies have been announcing layoffs. Amtrak says it will cut 2,400 jobs unless Congress approves emergency aid. Another stimulus bill.
The Republican-led U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday approved President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to a lifetime Supreme Court seat despite a Democratic boycott, clearing the way for a final Senate confirmation vote planned for Monday. Reuters' Jonah Green.
We did it. Judge Barrett's going to the floor.
Less than 2 weeks before the presidential election, the Republican-led U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday approved President Donald Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to a lifetime Supreme Court seat, despite a Democratic boycott. Speaking on the steps of the Capitol, Democratic senators expressed outrage over what they saw as a rushed process.
Democrats will not lend a single ounce of legitimacy to this sham vote in the Judiciary Committee.
Thursday's vote clears the way for a full Senate vote on Barrett's confirmation planned for Monday.
That's Reuters' Jonah Green. China on Thursday threatened to make a legitimate and necessary retaliation over the U.S. sale of $1 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan as Beijing becomes increasingly strident over its claims to the self-ruled island. On Wednesday, the U.S. State Department approved the sale of 135 missiles to Taiwan. Democratic and self-ruled Taiwan lives under constant threat of invasions by China, whose leaders view the island as part of their territory. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.